Now, Esmeralda, were you aware of some of the great popular advertising characters and mascots had some families and kids and parents and stuff?
I didn't know that, but I guess, you know, they got to work to feed those mouths.
I guess. how about this one? The Pillsbury Doughboy has a huge family. I did not know this.
Are they a very, like is one a croissant?
Was that, you mean from the French side of the family?
Yeah.
I here's what it says, okay?
If not, Esmeralda just trademarked that.
Yeah.
Whatever company makes Pillsbury Doughboy.
Pillsbury Doughboy, his French cousin, Croissant Johnson. Sorry, Pierre Croissant Johnson. The Doughboy himself is actually named Poppin' Fresh. That's right. Poppin' Fresh Doughboy. And his wife, no, he's not married.
Is he a little boy?
I thought he was a little boy. His wife is named Poppy Fresh. No. No. If he's not a little boy, Poppy Fresh is a beard.
I see pictures. She wears like a little Amish cap thing.
Amish?
Yeah, like a little...
like a bonnet?
Yes, there you go. Oh my gosh.
They have two roly-poly children named Popper, the son, and Bun Bun, the daughter. The daughter's name is Bun Bun. There is also Grand Popper and Grand Mommer, plus Biscuit the cat and Flapjack the dog. What? Every now and then, Uncle Roly makes an appearance. And once, Poppin' Fresh's mother made him crescent rolls in a commercial. Now, hold on a second. That's cannibalism. Did you ever wonder about that? He never eats the stuff, right?
No, but he encourages you to. So he's just putting his,
so that's
his
like,
people on.
That's like a cow hawking Arby's, right?
Right, or chickens.
Chickens talking about KFC being great.
Exactly.
But it's not like a chicken is eating the chicken.
No, but, you know, again, they're offering you their people to you to eat.
Their children are Popper and Bun Bun. Popper and Bun Bun. I want to see if there's an image for Biscuit the cat.
There is.
Oh, I have to see Biscuit the cat.
It just looks like a cat.
Is he a biscuit?
No.
How about Flapjack the dog? Has he been run over by a car? Is that why he's called Flapjack the dog?
He's just a dog.
Well, that's not cool. Telling you right now, this whole thing is not real.
They're all blue and white.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm looking at are toys.
So oh, they're toys. To
it has to be real.
Okay. I'm telling you, Poppy Fresh is a beard. This has just been staged.
Oh, the grandpas have mustaches.
Of course they do. Grandpopper, and does Grandmommer have a mustache?
I think she's wearing bifocals.
Of course, because she's old. All right. I'm very disappointed that Biscuit the cat and Flapjack the dog are not shaped like Biscuit or cat or Flapjacks.
And they're just kind of round, but there's really no distinctive features to
I
call them bread.
Believe. What the people at Pillsbury, you want to talk about smoking weed? Hey, man, I got an idea. Biscuit the cat. Pass the bong. All right, we have to break here. There are more incredible news stories here about popular advertising characters who have families. This is ridiculous. Today, mostly sunny, high near 30. Tonight, snow likely, mainly after midnight, a low around 26. New snow accumulation of about 1 to 3 inches possible. For tomorrow, Thursday, snow should end by noon and a high near 33. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 33. And for Saturday, chance of rain and snow, high near 40. Your current temperature, 16 degrees at O'Hare, 18 at Midway, 20 at the lakefront. Let's get a check on traffic with Esmeralda Leon.
Again, still not seeing any major delays, but do watch for some road work that's happening on the Dan Ryan. You have those two left lanes on both sides that are down. On the outbound, it's Eisenhower to Taylor Street, inbound 18th to Taylor, and also on the inbound Kennedy, Chicago to the Ike, you have a left lane closed there, and Madison to the Eisenhower, two left lanes are down. Esmeralda Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
Plan your home improvement and DIY projects Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini at 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11.
Donald Trump, he's going to be the nominee unless somehow there's a brokered convention.
I don't have a personal axe to grind with Donald Trump. If he wanted to host a reality show, run his businesses successfully or into the ground, good for him. This country is too important to turn it over to someone who I feel could do incredible damage. Hit me with a buzzer. There you go. That was an opinion. I'm trying to stick to the facts this hour, and I actually threw an opinion in.
Cochran starts this morning after the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Find the ultimate in convenience to remodel, refresh, and beautify your home at the Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Arlington Racecourse with free admission and free parking. See the latest home improvement products and services for your home and meet and speak with local and national experts who can help you with your upcoming projects. From interiors to exteriors, from decor to outdoor, find it all at the Home and Garden Expo at the Arlington Racecourse, open from 10 to 5 this Saturday and Sunday with free admission and free parking. For details, visit freehomeshow.com. That's freehomeshow.com.
It's still winter and you're wanting to go somewhere warm. You feel that way every year, don't you? So a timeshare kind of makes sense, or at least it seemed like it made sense when you bought it. Now you haven't used it for a couple of years, though you're continuing to pay maintenance fees. You're thinking it's probably time to get out of it. Well, it's one of those contracts. You need help. There's an honest consumer protection company that I've taken a look at and I'm recommending to you. They're going to help you out. They're going to get you out of that timeshare. It's called Timeshare Exit Team. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. All of those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the timeshares to get you legitimately and permanently out of that contract. They've got offices right here in Chicago. You're going to sit down face-to-face with a personal client advisor and get a free assessment. And here's the best part. Timeshare Exit Team has 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or they'll give you every penny back, because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. No money unless you're out of the deal. It's a vacation from your timeshare permanently. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Legend has it, the Legend Collection bedroom at Penny Mustard is inspired by another legendary furniture brand.
We can't say the name for legal reasons.
But it rhymes with Bickley.
Ben, you're going to get us in trouble.
The public needs to know the Legend's bedroom offers the same high level of quality as...
Watch it.
Hickley, but without the crazy high markup.
He's right. Our builders take the same designs and knock them out of the park. But Legends is built to our high Penny Mustard standards. It's the ultimate in sophisticated furniture.
And our price is lower than Flickley.
Watch it.
The Legends Collection with Queen Post Bed, 7-drawer dresser, Galena mirror, and Pablo 1-drawer nightstand, only $69.04 at Penny Mustard.
A fraction of what you'd pay for Thickley.
Watch it.
Penny Mustard Furnishings.
With showrooms in Chicago and Milwaukee.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
Penny Mustard Furnishings.
All right. Wild Card Wednesday, yeah. 708 area code requested Abandoned by the Newsboys. What the hell is this?
They are a Christian rock band, I believe.
Are they?
If I remember correctly.
Well, that's what it sounds lyrically. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Yeah, now, why would you know who they were, Esmeralda?
I remember watching something once on... like Christian rock. And it was just very, it was just, and I think they did have a hit too.
Did they,
They did something. Because you know what? It was at around the time when the Jars of Clay came out.
Oh,
remember?
Right, yeah.
There was a bit of a like, oh, it's yeah. crossing over.
That's right.
So then a couple like more have, or a couple more did, and then just kind of went away.
Hey, man. It begins and ends with Striper. Dan, you remember Striper?
I do.
You remember what their famous album, one of their famous album titles is?
I do not.
To Hell with the Devil.
Amen.
And the numbers that they had on their bass drum? 777. See? See?
Is that the sign of Jesus?
It's I don't know if it's
that's the sign of God.
Is that?
Yeah. What?
We have to ask the good Catholic guy here, because, you know,
7 is the number of God, and 3 is the perfection of anything. So the devil is 666.
Oh.
Because he is the perfect encapsulation of evil, whereas 777 is the perfect.
I knew the 666 thing. I wasn't. And then when I saw 7, the only reason I had ever heard of 77, you know, I went to a Lutheran high school, by the way. I just want everybody to know this. A lot stuck. You know, I really took a lot away from that. But I've told you about my religion classes when I went there. It would be the gym teachers would be like, man, I got to teach religion. Because they would go, you got to teach religion this semester. And they'd be like, oh, man. And they would go to the AV room. They'd bring in a VCR and we'd watch Jesus of Nazareth for 2 weeks. That was it. It's like, all right, today memorize the books of the Bible. I'll see you. I'm going to go to the break room and smoke. You guys memorize the books of the Bible. I think I watched Godspell at least 14 times when I was in high school. I like knew the lyrics to every song in Godspell because like the teachers would go, yeah, today we're going to watch Godspell. And we'd be like, oh man, again? That's a very important, it's a very important storytelling of the New Testament. So just shut up and watch Godspell for the 19th time. Yeah, we watched Godspell, and we watched the Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus of Nazareth, they love that. The gym teachers love to show us Jesus of Nazareth because that was a mini-series. So that means, you know, it would be like a 40-minute class. That means we'd watch it for 2 months. That would take up like half the semester. Be like, yeah, what are you going to do for religion? What is your syllabus? You know, Mr. Johnson, what's your syllabus for this semester they're having a teacher meeting? My syllabus is Godspell followed by Jesus of Nazareth followed by a test on Godspell, Jesus of Nazareth, and memorizing the books of the Bible. Oh, congratulations. Someone should give you an award for your religion class. See, this is why I didn't know 777. Because it wasn't in Godspell. If they had made a song in Godspell about 777, I'd know about it. If it was mentioned in Jesus of Nazareth, you know, I remember we were sitting in a religion class watching Jesus of Nazareth, and I'm seriously not exaggerating. This is pretty close to truth. Like because the football coaches and stuff would get stuck teaching religion. They're like, oh man. So I remember we were watching Jesus of Nazareth one time, and the dude, I've told you about this guy before, the dude with one eye, the guy with the glass eye who kicked the soccer ball through the light and busted and shattered the light in the gymnasium, he was sitting across from me in my religion class. I don't know if we were sophomores or something in high school, and we're watching Jesus of Nazareth. And the teacher, we thought the teacher had left the room because they always would leave the room. They'd be like, yeah, I'll see you in a half an hour. I'm going to go drink some Jack Daniels and smoke some cigarettes while you little idiots watch Jesus of Nazareth for the 56th time. So we thought he wasn't in the room. So one-eyed guy goes, it's a scene where Jesus goes to the temple and they've turned it into the, you know, the money changing and all that and the gambling and all that. I mean, he comes in and they're like, hey, he's like, oh yeah, what are you doing here? And the guy's like, yeah, we're here. You can exchange your money here and go on in. And then he starts flipping tables, you know, where Jesus goes nuts and starts flipping tables and going nuts and busting wine bottles and stuff, which is fine because he can just make another bottle of wine like that. So he's flipping tables, and the one-eyed guy sitting next to me goes, effing hard guy, real loud. And we all start laughing, and the teacher's like, hey! And we all freak out because we thought he wasn't in the room. Effing hard guy after Jesus flipped the table. This is how we learned in school. I took so much away from that. We were laughing. I mean, he got totally, but he didn't get a detention. You know why he didn't get a detention? He's a football player. That's why. If I would have said it, I'd have got 10 months of detentions. Yeah, you know what your detention is? You get to watch Godspell over and over and over again. That's your detention. All right. What do we got a break, right? All right, when we come back, I still have more weird advertising character families. Pillsbury Doughboy's got a whole family. We'll hear about Jeffrey the Giraffe and his family. Snap, Crackle, and Pop have a big family as well. We'll get to that. And if you need to know anything about Jesus of Nazareth, I can tell you all details about that and Godspell. I'm an expert. All right, we'll take a break. News is next. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday, man. Wild Card Wednesday is when you can request any artist, any song for a bump. Wild Card Wednesday. 312 requested Luscious Jackson's Under Your Skin. Luscious Jackson. Whatever happened to Luscious Jackson? They were good. I saw them at one of them Lollapalooza things. Back when it was just like one day, you know?
The traveling show.
Yeah. It was at the World, whatever it's called now. Point Break Theater. Whatever the hell it's called now. Esmeralda worked there when it was the Tweeter Center. Maybe she was there when they had the, when the Lollapalooza. I went to like the first, I think I went to the first four Lollapaloozas. No.
No, it wasn't.
You weren't, did you, did no Lollapalooza at your Tweeter Center? You didn't have any
No, I think I was still, I still wasn't working there.
It was the World, I think, when it was the Lollapalooza.
Yeah, no.
Because the first Lollapalooza was in 91.
Yeah, I was seven.
Oh, that's right, yeah, that's right.
No, you were, I was eight.
You were at home watching Hey Arnold.
Probably.
Dan was watching Quantum Leap and saying, Mom, I want a fedora.
Dad. I went to
Dad.
For that.
You went to Dad for that.
It's a dad question.
Yeah. All right. Now, we found out that Pillsbury Doughboy has an extensive family, which is crazy. But how about Jeffrey the Giraffe? You remember Jeffrey the Giraffe?
From the Kids Are Toys R Us?
Toys R Us. You know what Toys R Us used to be called?
Toys and Stuff.
Well, when you hear what it used to be called, your guess makes a lot more sense than what it used to be called. Dan, do you remember what Toys R Us used to be called?
I do not.
And it had Jeffrey the Giraffe with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now you said Toys and Stuff.
Toys and Stuff. Oh.
Okay, now that's a better name. But this is what this is. I'm not making this up. This is what Toys R Us used to be called. It used to be called Bargain Town.
Did it just sell toys?
Yeah.
Bargain Town?
I have no idea why it was called Bargain. Maybe the idea of, like, going to a town. Hey, we're all going to go to a town and get a game.
Yeah, but I would assume that there would just be many bargains, not just toys.
It was, no, it was, as far as I remember, all it was toys. They had the giraffe and everything, and it was called Bargain Town. That's when I was
Bargain-y
a kid.
Bargainy the Giraffe.
I think he was Jeffrey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he's married. Gigi is his wife.
It just sounds weird. Jeffrey the Giraffe, he's married.
Yeah. And they have a daughter named Baby G, followed by a son called Junior.
Now, I wonder, are they part of Kids R Us and Babies R Us?
Well, I think Baby G is actually the logo for Kids R Us.
Oh, okay.
I think one of the Gigi's and Jeffrey's kids.
I don't even know if that still exists.
Who?
Kids R Us.
They do.
Like all the clothes?
Yeah, Babies R Us exists too. Sonny the... Sonny the Cocoa Puffs bird got his name. Sonny? The cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs bird is named Sonny?
No, I knew that.
What?
I couldn't tell you offhand, but that sounds correct.
Wait a minute.
I remember hearing that.
You knew that the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs bird was named Sonny.
I mean, I couldn't, like, if you asked me straight up, I wouldn't know, but...
Sonny?
But I think I remember hearing it in commercials.
I don't even think I've ever heard him referred to as Sonny. Well, the story is that Sonny is the Cocoa Puffs bird. When he was first appeared in commercials, because he was accompanied by Gramps, an elderly bird who used to tease him with the cereal. My guess is, well, you know what makes him Gramps? Bifocals.
Of course, and gray hair, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sonny, maybe I did know that he was Sonny the Cocoa Puffs
bird. I think so, because whenever he goes cuckoo, you know, they'd be like, Sonny.
Really?
I mean, they don't just call him the cuckoo.
I just thought he was an insane dude who got out of the prison.
That's it, yeah. And he's hanging around children.
You ever wonder why Count Chocula and Frankenberry
mm-hmm.
were so mean to Boo Berry? You ever wonder about that? They used to treat Boo Berry like crap. They used to lock him out of the castle and stuff and not let him in.
Is he a ghost? I never was into those. Cereals.
Boo Berry, I remember there was a cartoon or a commercial where they locked him out, keep him out of the castle, you know, and they would lock him out. Well, he's a damn ghost. Can't he just go through the door?
Is he like vampires unless you invite them in first?
No, that's only for vampires. No, you can't. Ghosts are all over the place.
He seems
the
willing.
Idea is the idea that a ghost is never invited, Esmeralda.
That's Why don't ghosts ever leave wherever they're hanging out? Do you notice that? They always stay in one, be it the hospital where they died or wherever they were murdered in some house.
Well, that's not true. Leave. That's not true in all ghost movies.
It's like, hey, go somewhere else. Go find the people that killed you. Go haunt them.
Yeah. Or get inside the TV, take the little blonde girl, turn off the TV and leave.
Yeah, but that's a poltergeist. Isn't that
different? Oh, that's right. That's different than a ghost.
Anyway,
how about this?
Boo Berry just kind of looks like he wants to get picked on. Like you just want to pick on him.
I always felt bad for Boo Berry. Count Chocula and Frankenberry, they were never friends. And then suddenly they team up just to be D-bags against poor Boo Berry. Boo Berry's just trying to get in from the cold.
He kind of looks like you really do want to make fun of him.
Would you make fun of Boo Berry?
He has that kind of
the
face.
The hat.
It's the hat?
Maybe.
The purple hat? That's not...
And he kind of has this, like, ooh, look on his face.
Oh, yeah, and like Count Chocula and Frankenberry are handsome. Like, they look normal.
Maybe
oh, yeah.
It's his bow tie.
Oh, Boo Berry is just so much weirder looking than the other two.
He has a bow tie on.
Well, what's the deal with Frankenberry's eyes?
They're bolts.
They should have bolts in his neck, not his eyes.
Yeah, well, he got a little surgery done. He got a tune-up.
All right. Hey, Dan, you remember that text we got that said the show was weird? Remember that? That was about an hour ago, right? 45 minutes ago? Expect another text. Elsie the cow from Borden Dairies was married to Elmer the bull from Elmer's Glue.
Oh, look at that.
And it was they were real life animals that the Borden Company ended up representing for their Borden products. They even had babies, Beulah, Beauregard, and twins named Larbie and Labelia. But what I think is really weird is that Elmer the bull, you know, was from Elmer's Glue, and Elsie the cow was from Borden Dairies. They got married, but Elmer the bull probably had no horse friends whatsoever.
Oh, because of the glue. Why would they have horse friends?
I'm just saying, if you're on a farm or something.
Oh, I see.
You got a ranch. You got a ranch out there. You got bulls. You got horses.
Gotcha.
Elmer's not going to be very popular with the horse population.
Well, of course. Yeah, no. I mean, so many
You
of
killed
their friends,
my family!
So many of their friends have lost their feet.
You represent a company that killed my family! Get away from me, Elmer!
Although... At one point, it did get non-toxic and all that, so it was no more horse feet, I'm assuming.
Well, I'm guessing when they married two live animals that they were probably still using horse feet to make glue.
And then at one
Who
point,
makes a decision like that when you know what I mean?
But at one point, Elmer has to be like, no, guys, we don't do that anymore. Like, he has to just keep trying to...
That's too late, man. He signed a lifelong contract to represent Elmer's Glue.
It's like, we can't forget.
He should have thought about that before they started chopping hoofs off. And he's the face of the company that killed his friend's family. That's not cool, man. Not cool.
Maybe it was a dairy farm.
Well, clearly, I guess. Then he, you know, he's safe away from the horses that he's
from
responsible for murdering.
Right. Or they were all his friends, and he had
all
to
they keep, were all his friends.
And to just keep being like, no, buddy, just go through that.
No, it's fine, man.
Door.
Go ahead.
Wow.
It's a tough,
Elmer,
man. It's tough being on the on
Elmer
the...
must just his conscience
oh,
must
yeah.
be really
lots of therapy for Elmer.
Ooh.
Lots of therapy. Elmer. Used to go to an orangutan psychiatrist, helped him out quite a bit. Clyde. He went to see Clyde from the Clint Eastwood movies. That was his psychiatrist.
Oh boy.
After the horse nightmares that he kept having over and over again.
Well, you have to do something after the movies, right?
It's true. When Elmer's kids came home with like art projects that they had to glue together. He was not a hat. He was just in bad shape. They'd come home. They couldn't hang it on the fridge. You can't hang that on the fridge. That's my friend's feet. I can't. You can't put this on the fridge. Get it out of here. Listen, I wanted to get back really quickly here because we only got like a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
Snap, Crackle, Pop. You know Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Yeah, brothers.
Yeah. Did you know that they also had a brother that they got rid of named Pow?
Like the fifth Beatle.
What did they do with Pow?
They probably ate him.
Did they kill Pow? Did they have him aced? Pow was supposed to represent the explosive nutritional value of the cereal. But four elves proved to be too many cooks in the kitchen, so they got rid of Pow.
Maybe he just exploded.
What did Pow look like? Is there any pictures of Pow? Because we all know Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Wouldn't you be scared if you were a kid and it was Snap, Crackle, Pop? Because those sound like kind of interest. You know, those sound like kind of harmless. Oh, it'll be fun to stick my head next to the bowl of cereal to hear Snap, Crackle, and Pop. But Pow, wouldn't you be kind of scared to stick your head next to the bowl to listen to it? Because your head might explode.
From what I've seen, I'm seeing here, he kind of looks like a spaceman. He kind of looks like who is the little Martian from the Flintstones?
Gazoo.
He looks like that.
Oh, God.
And it says Pow on the front of his shirt.
Did you know that Jack Box of Jack in the Box? First of all, I didn't know that that was his last name. His name was Box. Jack Box of Jack in the Box has a wife named Cricket. And they have a son named Jack Jr. and a dog named Max. Max Box. I don't even know where to begin. And then finally, Sprout is not the Jolly Green Giant's son like many people think. He's just an apprentice. What is that? What does he do?
I don't.
An apprentice, what?
I don't know what the Green Giant does.
He folds his arms and goes, ho, ho, ho.
You need years of practice, I guess.
You might step on people, but he's not his son, but he looks exactly like him. It says here, there are not a lot of green giants running around in that world for Sprout to come from. The other characters in the commercials are all human farmers. This seems suspicious. Yes, it does.
I say Maury.
Maury, you are the father. And then he does a dance. Then Jolly Green Giant does a dance and kills everybody in the studio by stepping on him. And then kills Maury by mistake because he's doing a celebratory I am not the father dance and ends up killing the entire studio.
No, he would be the father.
He'd be happy. He'd kill everybody on the Maury stage.
Oh, no.
That's what's going to happen.
Maury had a good run.
He did have a good run until he invited the Jolly Green Giant on for the paternity test. All right. All right, Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.